You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I appreciate you. If nobody told you thank you today, I'm telling you thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you ask the speaker. Yeah, talk to the machine. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to participate in the show, knock yourself out, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief. What a day. It is Wednesday. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We are going to take a look at the top six NFL teams in turmoil. Yeah, come on. They just showed up to camp. There are already question marks. There's already controversy. There are already concerns. People are fidgeting a little bit. Talk about the top six NFL teams in turmoil. Next hour. It's a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. You know, speaking of turmoil, we talked about a lot just in the first hour of the show. Bill Belichick said no to the 49ers, not for the head coaching job. Kyle Shanahan said, listen, man, you could come over here and work with us. You could do anything you want. You're Bill Belichick. Kyle Shanahan said Bill Belichick politely declined. Someone who didn't decline anything is Tom Thibodeau. He's signing a 3-year contract extension with the New York Knicks. He's going to be sticking around until the year 2028, where at least he'll get paid through 2028, because we know, even though this man is a successful New York Knicks coach, that's a difficult thing to say, not too many of them, the Knicks could wake up and fire him, I don't know, next year, because the Knicks are the Knicks. Rob Saleh is explaining to everybody, he's like, yeah, I'm not worried about Hassan Reddick, I'm not worried about it. He's like, it is what it is. And then how about this? Wow. You know, we opened up last show. I had to tell you, we got this big old message. The NBA put out a statement and said, I'm summarizing this. This is summation. The NBA said, we're done with TNT. We with Amazon now. That's Hickey, is that basically what the message said?
And yeah, essentially, I think you're spot on.
They're like, we're done. They're like, thank you. We appreciate the time and all the great years, but we going to Amazon now. They got streaming, okay? You got your little television show and your Max app, but this is Amazon, all right? It's Jeff Bezos over here. Hickey, do you know, just this past hour, TNT put out a response?
Oh.
Yeah, let's listen to this. It would look like we got a little bit of a legal battle brewing, a public legal battle. Everybody's trying to jostle for it. And come on, man, the guy showed up and the chairman said before we even got, we don't need the NBA. And now he's over here kissing ass. Anyway, listen to this. We have matched the Amazon offer, as we have a contractual right to do. And do not believe the NBA can reject it. In doing so, they are rejecting the many fans who continue to show their unwavering support for our best-in-class coverage delivered through the full combined reach of Warner Brothers Discovery Video First distribution platforms, including TNT, home to our four-decade partnership with the league, and Max, our leading streaming service. We think that they have grossly misinterpreted our contractual rights with respect to the 25-2026 season and beyond, and we will take appropriate action. What a threat. We look forward, however, to another great season of the NBA on TNT and Max, including our iconic Inside the NBA. Hickey, all that was fine, just a bunch of lawyer stuff. The only thing that people need to worry about are the fighting words. Where did it come in at? Where we go? We will take appropriate action. Damn.
That Hickey, is strong.
You don't want to hear that from anybody, Hickey.
No, you are. Those are words you're right. I never want to hear, number one. What does that look like? Huh. Like, what is appropriate action?
A lawsuit?
Is sending can a you sue for not taking the deal?
You can, yeah. You send a lawyer. Look, this appeared to be the case. They're with Amazon because of the streaming power. I don't know how many people watch Max, how many people are paying for Max. It's still relatively new. I would venture to say that I think this is a fact. More people are using Amazon and Amazon products than Max, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and there's more that you can do with it. Like, okay, I can stream stuff on Max. You want to tell me if on a 10-11-year deal, that you can probably next year, I can sit down and watch LeBron James take on the Pelicans. I will probably be able, while I'm watching the TV, to be able to purchase a LeBron James jersey. Come on now. Whoever they hire as a broadcaster can go, oh yeah, this is the new Lakers jersey. It's part-time, whatever, whatever. Limited edition. Click in the Amazon app and buy it now. You could buy it off the TV, and they could put the thing in the stupid card in your phone. Hickey, like, I can't do that on Max. I don't know. This seems like a little bit of a losing battle unless, you know, I don't know, TNT gets a small piece of the pie. Like, y'all screwed up. Charles Barkley said it. They screwed up from the beginning. Like, you're the chairman. Why would you say? You just got there, by the way. Why would the first thing out your mouth be, we really don't need the NBA? Like, who says that in a negotiation for something that you really want? Maybe they still don't really want it, but they're just trying to save face knowing that, hey, we'll look good on the way out. And I said this, you said this. It doesn't matter. Nobody, and I venture to say, nobody, not a lot of people, 99% of people will not care about Inside the NBA if Charles Barkley is not on it past this season. That's it, okay? Like, as a fan, I would say, oh, my God, I'd love it if TNT had it. But if he's only going to be around for one more year, I do not care. I do not care. The words that nobody wants to hear. You don't want to read the words. You don't want to see it, especially directed to you. We will take appropriate action. And in the legal world, that's a lawsuit with lawyers. In the street, they don't say those words. They just get to kicking ass. Anyway, we'll see what happens. This is a very interesting story. Certain things that people just don't want to see. They do not want to experience. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You know, I did tell you this before the break. Yeah, there are things that people don't want to experience. We got training camps opening up and what have you. I want to tell you someone that nobody wants to experience. Nobody wants to experience Patrick Mahomes. Nobody. We know this is the best quarterback in the entire NFL. This man just won another Super Bowl. Got three of these things. You're two-time MVP, six-time Pro Bowler. Youngest player ever to win two MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs. He turns 29 in September. He ain't washed. He's in the middle of his prime. And you could consider last year to be a down year. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with Rashee Rice this year. Hopefully he doesn't run anybody else over or crash his car. They got Xavier Worthy out there. Last year was a bad year for Patrick Mahomes. He still won a Super Bowl. And so the Associated Press just did a poll of their pro football writers. And the consensus said that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. What a shock. What a surprise. Who would have guessed it? Who would have thunk it? Well, if you needed further confirmation, you don't have to look any forward than one of the best wide receivers in the game. No, he didn't just throw praise on Patrick Mahomes, but he kind of did. Ja'Marr Chase is looking for money. Ja'Marr Chase is looking for cash. NFL Films was sitting down with Ja'Marr Chase. And as the NFL and ESPN, everybody does these countdowns, who's the best guy in the league and all of this stuff. Ja'Marr Chase was asked who the number one guy in the league is. And let's just say, I guess Patrick Mahomes, he might be the boogeyman. Listen to this.
Who's the number one player on the top
five? On the what?
Top
I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not going to lie. I'm salty, though. I'm a little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
Okay. All right. Yeah, nobody wants to see Patrick Mahomes win yet another championship. And we know he's the best quarterback in the league. But if you're Ja'Marr Chase, you're supposed to big up Joe Burrow. You're supposed to. Even though Joe Burrow has had his own history of, injuries. Last year, dealing with the wrist. Was only able to go out there and play 10 games. Joe Burrow is good. Joe Burrow can go out there and get you to a Super Bowl good, but maybe if you're the Bengals, you peak. It's just crazy. Pretty funny. We all know Patrick Mahomes is the best. But when Joe Burrow is your teammate, you're not supposed to say it. This is like that old movie Candyman. Like, you're not supposed to say his name. If you keep his name out of your mouth, like Will Smith said that to Chris Rock, right? And then he said that after he slapped him.
After, before? No, I don't recall. After, okay.
I think before and after, right?
Yeah.
Keep my wife's name out your bleeping mouth. And then he got up, and then he slapped him. And then he sat down, and I think he said it again. I think he said it much quieter after he slapped him, but I think he said it again.
Under his breath the second time?
Yeah. And maybe, so yeah, Patrick Mahomes, I guess Ja'Marr Chase's thought is if I don't say his name, then he won't come get me. Possibly. It's like the movie Candyman. If you keep the guy's name out of your mouth, he won't come through with that hook. Nobody wants that hook. A guy in a raincoat and a hook. Who wants that? Nobody. Anyway, the Bengals got their own problems. They got to figure out how to pay everybody. They will not. Sorry to T. Higgins. Joe Burrow already got his money. And Joe Burrow is walking around. Hickey, he was viral yesterday. Did you see his, they called him Slim Shady. He got the Eminem haircut from like 25 years ago.
I did see that. I thought it looked honestly pretty good. I thought he could pull it off.
You're going to dye your hair? You're going to bleach blonde your hair?
Me? No. I could not do that. Joe Burrow? He could do that.
Why can't you cut your hair and bleach blonde it? Why not?
I would not look good. My girlfriend probably would break up with me. Which,
are you serious?
Good for her.
She doesn't really like you.
Well, that's also true. We learned yesterday, if you get limb lengthening surgery, your girlfriend probably doesn't like you either.
Are you gonna lengthen your legs by 2 inches or three?
Three. Yeah, if I'm going to go through that length, I'm going to really get tall.
Here's some JR wisdom. You cut your hair, you dye it blonde, you lengthen your legs by about 3 inches. Ladies, he'd be all over you, Hickey. They'd be
no
all over
stopping me. Watch out.
three-inch height improvement. Bleach blonde hair. You stand out in the crowd? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Stand out for all the wrong reasons. Look at the freak. All right, the entertainment's here. All right, everyone gather around. Look at the freak show.
Is that what they said when Joe Burrow walked into work yesterday? He got bigger. Joe Burrow got big old muscles now.
That, maybe that's why no one was making fun of him. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that looks good, because otherwise.
Yeah. You know, we got all these small-ish, smaller quarterbacks walking around. Tua Tagovailoa got big. Isn't that crazy? Tua Tagovailoa came into the NFL. People were worried about his durability. Over the past several years, Tua Tagovailoa got larger. He got bigger. That guy had concussion issues. They talked about his legs, his hip, and his knees, and it ended up being his brain. And so what did he do? He got bigger, and he's taking jiu-jitsu classes, so he knows how to fall. Okay, whatever works. He played a great season last year until it got cold outside in Kansas City. Fine, good. And now all of a sudden, forget the head issues from last year that made the guy think about retirement. Tua Tagovailoa is getting thinner. Lamar Jackson is getting thinner. Hickey, maybe that's why he's sick. Maybe he needs to eat. I don't know. He needs some food. Lamar Jackson lost weight, and Tua Tagovailoa is losing weight. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow is just like, I need to get bigger. The guy built like a truck. You know what? We heard from his wide receiver, Jamar Chase, doesn't want to say the name of Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow, new hairstyle, new hair color. He ain't worried about nothing. He feels good.
You grow and learn every year. You know, I know I'm pretty damn good. I have been. Can continue to improve year to year, day to day. And I think that's how you have to approach it. I'm focused on continued improvement, and I'm really happy with the offseason that I have. I'm really happy to have this training camp to continue to hone my skills and improve and, you know, build this team chemistry for this run we're about to go on.
This run to where they running? Gonna run into a brick wall. The Bengals will be lucky if they run into a wild card spot. I'm just saying. I don't know about that defense, buddy. I do not know about that defense. Maybe the hair can distract the opposing team's defense and the Bengals can score more points. That's right. His head is under a helmet. I guess not. Hey, good luck to the Bengals. Absolutely afraid of Patrick Mahomes. Hey, and by the way, if you wanted to know the other quarterbacks that happen to be on the AP's list of top QBs, Patrick Mahomes is one. Josh Allen was voted two. Lamar Jackson, three. Joe Burrow, four. C.J. Stroud, five. I got no objections. I mean, is C.J. Stroud here ready for primetime at five? I think that might be debatable. But given how he performed last year, taking his team to the postseason, his touchdown to interception ratio of 23 to 5, absolutely amazing. If he can continue with that, no argument from me. I don't know, if five already? All right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Everybody is afraid of Patrick Mahomes. You got the Bengals feeling like second-class citizens. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about a couple of individuals who feel like second-class citizens. One of these guys feels hated. And one of the guys, he just feels like he left the B-team. These are multimillionaires making tons of money. I'm going to tell you who these sad, miserable individuals are on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, much love to you back. I love you. I do. I got no problem saying it. Shoot, baby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break, we talked about how Patrick Mahomes is everybody's boogeyman in the NFL. Hickey, when that disco song, right? Remember, do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Like boogie all night long?
No, I'm your boogeyman. Uh-huh. Turn you? No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Not that one. No.
Yeah, but this is not a good boogeyman. Like that boogie used to be good, Hickey. You know what I'm talking about? The boogie, the dance, the boogie.
That's boogie on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Right. That's not what we're talking about here.
Not the boogeyman that snatches you up from underneath your bed.
And gives you nightmares at night.
You know, yeah, grabs you out the closet. He comes from the closet. He grabs you. Drags you into the closet. Yeah.
Bad news.
That is bad news. Patrick Mahomes is the boogeyman for guys like Jamar Chase. Doesn't even want to say his name. Now, for whatever reason, And this is why I feel that this combination is going to be a disaster. We talked about it yesterday. And for whatever reason, we get more and more out of them. Paul George was introduced to the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday. His teammate, the former MVP, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is playing for Team USA. He's in Paris right now. I would hope he's sleeping. Hickey, is he sleeping or is he eating Doritos? Doritos?
Probably the latter.
Eating Doritos while he sleeps?
That could work. You got to need some nutrition here to get you ready for the big Olympics.
Yeah, all that good food and bread, he's eating Doritos. The Joel Embiid. Yeah, what a mess that guy is. Anyway, great player. Joel Embiid is doing a lot of talking recently. Why he joined Team USA because of his son and his family. Why he didn't join France because basically they put a time limit on when he needed to say he was going to join the team. And he did an entire, 30-minute interview with the New York Times. And he said some interesting things. Joel Embiid let everybody know, hey, if it wasn't for the injuries, people would say that I'm the best player, like one of the all-time greats. And I guess they would, but he doesn't play. I guess we'll never find out, as at least he knows as much. He said, look at my talent. But then he also says something that is kind of sad. I want to give this 7'1", 7'2" guy a hug after saying this. Joel Embiid playing in one of the toughest cities in America, Philadelphia, for an athlete. Joel Embiid said he is the most hated man in the NBA. Listen to this from the Chuck Ball Show.
I'm probably the most hated guy in the league. I don't know why, because, I'm just cool.
You're the most hated guy?
I don't know what's there to hate about me.
It's the injuries.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to my story and, what I've been through.
Hickey, that's sad, man. He sounds like he needs a hug.
I mean, he's exaggerating, number one.
Okay, all right.
I mean, is he actually, who hates him?
I don't know. I was thinking that. I'm like, he played with James Harden. People don't like him.
He is not liked by anybody.
No, the most hated, disliked guy in the league is Dylan Brooks. Come on now. Nobody likes Dylan Brooks.
Nobody.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He likes him.
Patrick Beverly gone now.
He was up there for sure.
Did he learn Hebrew yet? Did he? I'm sure he's in the process. I don't know. Netanyahu was in D.C. today. Maybe, anyway. Between the two of them, they'd probably be the most hated guys, right?
Chris Paul does not have many fans.
Oh, they don't. People don't like him, man.
In all seriousness, if he's talking more, I'm sure about the fans and the players. Who actually hates him? If anything, people hate that he's hurt all the time,
right?
And that's a real thing. And I think that person who said it was true. Why would you hate? Because it's all the injuries, like that. And I do think there is a thing. That, if you are not performing, I don't think you can talk as much crap as Embiid does.
He doesn't talk crap. He slowed down. He don't talk crap. What does he say? Nothing.
I mean, even going back to the playoffs, they lose game two. The Sixers do. Don't worry. We're going to win this series. They end up bowing out and don't really make it that competitive.
He doesn't say nothing spicy, though.
Nothing. I mean,
he used to. This guy used to hit on Rihanna on Twitter. Come on now.
I respect that. I give him a lot of credit there.
For hitting on Rihanna?
Oh, yeah. Shoot your shot, man. Use your platform.
Did she even respond to him? No, right?
Probably not. And considering she has kids with someone else, I'm going to say that those overtures went...
Now is he married? No, he's not married to that lady, is he? I don't know. He has a significant other. He got a kid now. Well, he got a son.
Good for him. Very happy for him.
How do you feel? How does she feel? Does she bring up the Rihanna message from before they met? She can't bring that up, right?
No.
Is that off limits?
That's bringing up an ex-girlfriend. They're in the past, unless he's still DMing her, and then that's a different story. No,
I'd hope Joel Embiid is not he's sitting around in Paris right now eating Doritos, messaging Rihanna. I hope not.
Hey, I got a plus one. Come here, walk. You know, I could be on the boat as we for the opening ceremonies. I'll fly out.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Just say yes.
Rihanna don't need that man's money.
No. She's crazy. Spent on that money.
This lady is a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Selling makeup and underwear. I could do that.
Can you? The JR line?
Not as successful as her. I mean, damn.
Instead of the JR sport brief, the JR boxer brief?
Yeah, why not?
With your face on the front?
Yeah. No. It's not going to sew. No drawer sole. No.
I will say that is it is built in marketing right there. The JR boxer brief.
For me to sew underwear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
There's your idea. Take it.
Thank you. I'll see if Rihanna will help me out with distribution. Help me be in. I'll be in Macy's.
His and hers.
Amazon, right?
Hey, you need a his and hers section, right?
Yeah, sure. Why? Look, if Rihanna could have Fenty and what's the other one that used to date Chris Humphries and Kanye and everybody else?
Skims?
Yeah.
Kardashian?
If Kardashian could have Skims and the other one could have Fenty, then I could have JR Sports Briefs. Yeah, why not?
Oh, good. That's a good one.
Yeah, why not? JR Sports Briefs. Yeah, for your briefs. Yeah.
Sure. Marco looks like he's interested. Marco, would you buy the JR Boxer Brief or the JR Sport Briefs?
You get it for free.
If I'm getting it for free, then, you know, there's not much of a conversation.
Yeah.
There you go. JR's face right on.
Why Marco go pay for it? Give it for free.
There we go. I mean, how could you deny, how can you say no to JR's face on your ass? I mean, that's basically what you want.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
Hey, take it easy now, guys. Just say ass, okay? I don't have to have my face on it at all. Take it easy now. Anyway.
It's part of the marketing.
Speaking of face on ass, Paul George, there's another guy. He just got to Philadelphia. Why doesn't he shut up? This is why I think the Philadelphia 76ers are going to stink. Because you got one guy in Joel Embiid. Oh, everybody hates me. I'm the most hated guy. Go talk to Patrick Beverley and ask that question, okay? And then you got Paul George who just showed up. He's already being asked questions, and he's sitting around on his own podcast show, and he's reminding everybody that he played on the Clippers. And just in case you didn't know, the Los Angeles Lakers are they're the cream of the crop. Clippers, they might as well be attached to somebody's ass. Listen to what Paul George had to say on his own podcast about playing for the Clippers.
Coming back to L.A., that was home. When I first came back to LA, but it's not the same love. Cause when I was in LA, they like, man, you should have been a Laker. That's all I was hearing. Facts. It wasn't no like, oh, welcome to the Clippers. Yo, we happy you in LA, but you should have been a Laker.
You was on the second team.
I'm on the B team. That's how the vibe and the love felt.
Hickey, how does it feel to root for the B team in New York?
Damn. They won three in a row against the Yankees.
We ain't talking about. I'm not talking about no winning streak, man.
Here we go.
New York Mets are the B team to the Yankees, right?
And people wonder why Mets fans feel so passionately when they play the Yankees for this garbage.
Is it true? Is it garbage or is it true?
You can think what you want.
Oh, you're like who didn't answer the question early in the show? You're like Jamar Chase. You don't want to say Patrick Mahomes' name because you like Joe Burrow.
Look, all I care about is winning baseball games. So that comes against the Yankees. That comes against anyone else. All I want to do is win. That's
but in New York, it's the B team. Like if I go to Chicago, the White Sox are a B team to the Cubs.
Wow. What? I think that's a different story.
What's a different story?
And the White Sox are pathetic. They are pathetic.
You trying to make a different case in New York? I'm just talking historically. I'm talking history. History.
Saying and that. Mets have fans. They got a lot of fans.
They do, and I get it. They ain't been around 100 years like the New York Yankees.
They haven't, and unfortunately, the New York Mets emblem is not as cool as the Yankees emblem. I would agree with that. So you don't get as many people wearing the Mets hat. That's reality.
New York Mets are a bastard child of the Dodgers and the Giants.
Literally.
They are.
I'm not denying that.
It's just that way. A B team. And Aaron Judge. Is that it? No, that's Soto. Soto just robbed Jeff McNeil a home run.
Yeah, that's an ill-timed play right there.
Yeah, B team, man. B team. Anyway, Paul George, I hope he going to do podcasts forever while he's in Philly. You think so?
that is going to end very quickly.
When he has a 1-for-20 game, what is he going to come on his podcast and say? You going to just take a couple weeks off?
I need some time, guys. Let me settle in. You know, my moving was tough. The time change from West Coast to East Coast. I'm moving my family here. Guys, give me a break. He's going to get flooded with comments. Shut up, play well, and that podcast is going to get shut down very quickly.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for Paul George to have Jared McCain on his show. That's another guy that the minute this, unless this man is lighting it up, unless he has a, he's going to have a bad game, they're going to kill his TikTok, man. He's going to want to leave Philly. Remember, what's that guy's name? Royce Young from Houston, University of Houston, I think he was from. He was afraid to get on the plane. Marco, you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Royce White,
afraid
I think his name.
To get on the plane?
Royce White, yes. Was it? Yes, Royce White.
When was this? This is like John Madden territory.
15, 20 years ago.
He didn't want to go to Philly?
He played for Iowa State. No. This was in 2012. He was selected by, who was selected? I think the Houston Rockets took him. And he was afraid to get on the plane. And so he ultimately didn't, like, sign with the team. And his NBA career was done. He was cooked. And he got slaughtered. Like, people were destroying this guy.
I vaguely remember this now that you're giving me more details. Vaguely.
Yeah. And so I think, what?
Yeah. I mean, I was on the air then. I feel like I did stories on this. I obviously had to.
He didn't fly? If the Cyclones, when they're playing West Virginia?
Bruh, I don't know how he did this in college. But when it was time to get paid, he could not do it. The Rockets took him. He ain't played for the Rockets. Another team tried. He wasn't, I guess, flying once a week to and from was enough for him, but trying to fly 3 days out the week was too much for him. And so he didn't want the NBA money. He didn't want a hickey.
I respect the fact that he stuck to his feelings. Fears? You could call it fears if you want, sure.
Well, I mean, that's basically what it is. He allowed his fear to overtake him. I mean, that's unfortunate. I feel bad for you. I wouldn't say I respect it.
You know what? Fine. When you dress up that way, I take it back. That's fair. That's pathetic.
Well, he's one
John Madden made it work.
He got obliterated.
Madden got a ring first. I mean, it was kind of sad, too, but he did it for a while, and then he was like, you know what? Enough.
He got a bus. Well, he was rich. You only need to go one place a week.
You win that ring, you can do whatever the hell you want at that point.
It's touche. Royce White selected first round, 16th overall by the Rockets. He had a history of generalized anxiety disorder, mainly triggered by a fear of flying. His tenure with the Rockets was turbulent because of disagreements over mental health issues and travel. He did not play for the Rockets. He played in 3 games for the Kings in 2014. He played in the G League. He played for the London Lightning in Canada. MVP award. Wow. Okay. 2022 announced his candidacy for U.S. House of Representatives in Minnesota. He lost in the primary.
Come on.
The next year, he announced his candidacy for Senate this year. All right, whatever. Anyway. All right.
I like how the article used the word turbulence there for a guy afraid to fly.
Badoonch. Right. Look at you. You're picking up on everything. I love it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Things might be as turbulent for the 76ers. They got Paul George, Joel Embiid, and the guy who does TikTok and paints his nails. Nothing wrong with that. But I have a feeling the fans in Philadelphia are not going to like any of these guys. Hickey, you know what? This might be the most hated team by its own fans if they don't get it together. That may happen real soon, man.
Jared, they quit on them last year in the first round. Imagine now with this added podcast, TikTok.
It can't be worse than Ben Simmons, right? No.
No, I would agree. That's the pinnacle. Could you imagine
if they go out there and they burn McCain's jerseys, Paul George, and Embiid at the same time?
Or just for McCain, would you just paint your fingernails Caleb Williams style to let him know your frustration?
I don't know if the people in Philly want to do that. I don't know about that.
They'll go to some lengths.
At least Paul George is going to get paid. Good for him. $212 million to be tortured over the next several years.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, man, how about this? In about 15 minutes from now, I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. We got all these NFL teams showing up for training camp. So many teams have so many different issues. Talked about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk looking for new contracts and new deals from the San Francisco 49ers. Jamar Chase wants to get paid. It's just people want money. Amari Cooper, they moved this money around. He still wants a deal. Hard knock life for the NFL players, right? I guess it is. And one name that we really know. Well, so the top six is top six NFL teams in turmoil. That's coming at the top of the hour. But one name that's been bandied about at the quarterback position for quite some time is Tua Tagovailoa. And we talked about him, I think, in this hour we mentioned Tua. Just last season, this man was having to answer questions about whether or not he was going to retire. His mental state, all the concussions, the head injuries. And he's like, I love football, I'm going to play. He had a great season until he went to Kansas City and the season ended. And so now Tua Tagovailoa is entering into the last year of his rookie deal. And it's time to talk money. And when you look at the contracts that have been given out all over the NFL, to a Trevor Lawrence getting $55 million, to a Joe Burrow getting $55 million, we expect Jordan Love any day now, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday, we expect Jordan Love to make $50-plus million. Tua Tagovailoa was on the outside looking in. How about a guy in his draft class drafted right next to him? Justin Herbert is making, what, $52-plus million? I don't know what the Miami Dolphins are taking so long to do. And you just heard from Marco Belletti. Mike McDaniel was asked about Tua, and Mike McDaniel just sounds like a kid just stuck in school, doesn't know how to answer the teacher. Always hilarious. So Tua Tagovailoa, here's the good news. Tua Tagovailoa is not holding out. He's at work throwing to Tyreek Hill, who also wants a contract. Throwing to Jalen Waddle, he got himself a contract. Handing the ball off to Raheem Mostert. Mike McDaniel. He did say Tua right now, he's practicing, but maybe tomorrow he won't because it's fluid. Listen to this. Difficult explanation?
The plan is something that I think, you know, there's two parts to it. You know, I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day today. I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on
Mickey,
from there.
Why is this? Why was that so painful? Why was that so painful to answer?
You know, McDaniel. You know, everything he says, there's an there's a but. I feel like his brain is working at a mile a minute, and he's just. I don't know what he's thinking, but he's thinking something. I said, just answering the question.
He can't communicate like that to the football team. He doesn't, right? Everything is pure and concise. I need to sit down. Haven't they done, the Dolphins have done one of these editions of Hard Knocks, right?
In season last year.
Did you watch it?
I did.
He doesn't sound like that in the meeting rooms, does he?
No, sir. Much more concise, much more affirmative, not like he does with the media.
Okay. He's just choosing his words carefully with the media. Okay. If I sounded like him, would I have a job?
No.
Okay. All right. Just trying to better myself. Just trying to make sure. Maybe if I slow things down, maybe the show would do okay. I guess not. The show would suck. Anyway, Raheem Mostert. He spoke. Talked about Tua and his contract. I guess everybody with the Dolphins, everybody just talks about everybody's deals. Tyreek Hill talks everything. Raheem Mostert said, I can't blame Tua if he just stops working. Listen to this.
it could be the right move. And guys in the locker room definitely understand that. And, you know, Tua is Tua, and he's always putting the team first. That's how I see it, and that's how everybody in the locker room sees it.
Now they're taking advantage of him. Hickey, if Tua didn't show up to work, would they get a contract done? They would, right? They'd have to. They'd have to pay him. They have to. Regardless of what they want to do, they got to pay him.
That's a great question.
They got to pay him. They have no alternative. Not for this season. They just going to blow this season? Well, I don't know. They got to pay him. Give him 50-plus. We know what it is.
Well, I guess the alternative would be, well, would Tua risk sitting out that much and then impact his play? Because, I mean, I don't think he can afford to sit out and then expect to make $50 million next year.
For the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
But then that also impacts his ability to play at a high level. Now if he sits out and now he's rusty or slow to get back in the offense, and now that bleeds into week one, bleeds into the first month of the season, he's taking money out of his own pocket.
No, I think Tua Tagovailoa, like we know how much he's worth, and how much does he really need to do? Throw a short pass to Tyreek Hill and just don't get hit. That's it. How difficult is that? I don't play quarterback in the NFL, but how difficult is that?
Not very difficult, which then could also open the argument of, okay, well, do you really need Tua then? Can you just get anybody to slide in?
Oh, okay. Well, he's accurate. That's one thing.
He is. But you would assume, I know not the case with everybody, but you'd assume most quarterbacks at this level can throw an accurate pass.
Not Sam Darnold.
No. He's had some troubles.
Not saying he can't throw an accurate pass.
So okay. Not everybody, but, you know, most.
Jameis, sometimes. Wow. Sometimes.
He did get LASIK. So maybe you could see now his teammates.
I really feel bad for him. He was lighting it up. What was it, on the Saints? And he blew out his knee?
Yeah, lighting up was a, yeah.
Nah, he was lighting it up. He was playing well, and then he just blew his knee out, and it was over for him.
And then when he got his second chance at the Saints, Dennis Allen said, take a knee. He said, no way.
Yeah, that's awful, man. I really wanted to see what the comeback would have looked like for him. Sat behind Drew Brees for that year, and then poor Jameis. Now he's in Cleveland. They don't want to see him play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, it's a top six list. Top six NFL teams in turmoil. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.